Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Nebraska man has been sentenced to a year and a half in federal prison for threatening Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. The man was arrested after he posted the threats on Instagram. Griswold successfully pushed for a law change earlier this year to make it easier for statewide elected officials to get more security. Conservationists are asking land managers to avoid building trails through Colorado's elk habitat. CPR's Miguel Otarla reports.
About 300,000 elk live, breed, and migrate in about one-third of the state. But a new report from the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says nearly 40% of that habitat overlaps with trails used for outdoor recreation. The nonprofit, which supports fishing and hunting, says the growing recreation industry and climate change is threatening the species, as elk tend to avoid trails and human activity. The report says new trails should be built away from elk habitat or only have seasonal access. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
People that had an Icon ski pass when COVID-19 shut down resorts are receiving compensation from a class action lawsuit. The Denver Post reports emails went out to people owed money. Denver-based Alterra Mountain Company, which owns the Icon pass, has agreed to pay more than $17 million in pass credits. The amount of credit will depend on how many times someone used their pass during the 2019-2020 season. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Matters is next. Don't go anywhere.